with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake.
Welcome back, y'all. Listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM, Country with a Twist, and barbecues on Saturday. So, I am the only guy in radio that says network as opposed to network. That T and that K.
I left it alone. No, I saw it,
and I knew what I did when I did it. But you know what? That's what we have. We'll make some chicken necks here, turkey necks, and we'll have some network. But anyway, I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob, and we got Merle Shoemaker from Allen Bob Sports. It's that time of year. Deer season starts a week from today. So might not be the best day to be in the woods, but it's a day you can get in there legally. So we're going to talk about that today.
Yeah, and I think what I would like to know and what many people need to do is to make sure they're constantly shooting and making sure their sights are accurate.
Well, you know, that's the thing with bow hunting. You know, that's all part of it, right? So, you know, the part about bow hunting, and one of the things that I like the most is that it's not just a month and a half season.
No.
It's 4 month season.
Right.
Right? Because you need to practice. You need to be able to shoot. You need to sight in your bow. You know, it's all the preparation that goes into it that's fun. You know, crossbows have taken over a little bit because we have a busy world. And
the boomers are all getting old.
Yeah, exactly.
Junk shoulders.
You know, you got bad shoulders. And, you know, we're all feeling our age a little bit. And, you know, but I'll bow hunt as long as I can, you know. And it's, you know, part of it is preseason practice. And, you know, there's a lot of things you can do to make sure that your arrow's accurate.
Let's talk about that. You sold me a target, that big bag that the arrows actually pull out of.
Correct. Yeah.
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 Yep. I have one of those, too. It's a yellow one. It's got, like, bumblebees all over it or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We have several different kinds of targets, but, you know, the bag targets are real simple to pull out. You know, you don't have to worry too much about, you know, standing on top of the target and pulling it out.
Right. Embarrassing.
The old foam ones.
Right.
Yeah. They're really, really
And your arrow really won't go through it like it will that bale of straw.
That's correct. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, and they're relatively cheap. You know, they're, you know, $40-$50 targets, and you know, they make it real easy. You can move them around and take them with you and to your hunting camp, and you know, it doesn't hurt. Once the season starts too, I want to remind some people to keep on shooting. Don't just stop shooting because the hunting season started, you know, because you need to keep in shape. A lot of people stop shooting and they kind of lose the, you know, muscle the feel
memory
for a little bit, you know, and it's real important to you know, stay out there and practice, and make sure your bow's tuned too, because, you know, we want to do the deer a favor, you know, and
yes,
and make sure that kill
a favor and actually kill them.
And that is quick and clean,
you
know, and one of the things that you need to do that is you need to have good arrow penetration. And if you don't have good arrow flight, you're not going to have good arrow penetration. That's what penetration boils down to. So make sure you get your bow tuned. If you don't know how to do it, bring it to us at Allen Bob's, and we'll paper tune it, make sure it's flying straight. And you can't believe how much difference it makes for accuracy as well as penetration for that. So
real important. And paper training, what that allows you to do is the hole should be just the size of the broadhead or the arrow tip, and the fletch maybe tears it a little bit. But if you get long tears left, right, or up or down, your arrow's not flying flat, and it's wobbling in the air, and there you are. It takes a ton of that impact off of that arrow when it hits something solid.
That is correct. Yeah. So, you know, if you're not sure how to do that, you can shoot through paper. You get some crepe paper or what have you. And
they don't make newspapers anymore, right?
Right. Yeah. Right. Shoot through it from, you know, 5 to 7 yards. And if it's tearing, if you're not seeing just a hole with 3 slots, then your arrow's not flying right.
Are you getting bows yet? I mean, is the supply and logistics, is that all working?
Yeah, bows are not a problem.
Can people bring their old bow in and trade it in?
We don't take trade-ins.
Okay.
You know, but used bows are easy enough to sell.
Yeah.
But we would end up with not much room in our store if we did that.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, that's good. So the guy like me that doesn't practice enough Thanks, Bob. The guys like me that doesn't practice enough gets this crossbow out maybe 2 weeks ago, and it feels like it's shooting. I'm hitting my target. I'm doing things. That thing's sat in the case for 11 months, 10 months, whatever it's been since the last time I did it. And I'm just thinking, what do I need to look for? Is it just that paper tuning to make sure that? Is there any physical inspection I need to do to make sure something isn't frayed, loosened up?
Yeah, there's really not anything you need to do with a crossbow. Bow, the arrow rides down a rail, and that's what guides the arrow.
Yep.
So you don't really have anything like that with a bow, but with a crossbow, you don't really need to paper tune it, but you want to really inspect your strings on your crossbows. Make sure there's no frays, things like that, because they do break. They store a lot of energy. One of the things you want to look at with a crossbow is the cables that run underneath the rail. There's a lot of wear on those. They ride on that rail on a cable slide, and they ride in and out of the cable slide itself, and they wear the cables. And then another thing you want to look at is timing. The timing is the one thing that'll throw the arrow off one way or the other, left or right. The timing on the cams, if you're not sure how to inspect the timing on your cams, once again, bring it to us. We can do a quick check, say, you know, you're either your cams are in time or they're not.
How long would you say this?
Generally, I see about 2 years with a crossbow. They don't really last too long. One of the things with a crossbow is the strings, the serving, which rides on the rail, wears out real quick because you're supposed to lube that serving. There's a lot of heat and friction when every time you shoot, and it wears that serving out. And you need to make sure that's lubed, and most people do not do it.
What would you lube that with?
You lube it with just a regular string lube or rail lube, they call it.
It's like a silicone-based. It doesn't smell.
Right. It's a non-petroleum-based oil, basically, or a paste is what it boils down to.
And crossbows are just getting to be hugely, hugely popular. But how about the female archers? Are you seeing more women getting into archery?
We see, I wouldn't say more women now, but there are quite a few women into archery, and I just sold one to a woman yesterday, a crossbow. So there's, you know, a lot of women. One thing about the crossbows that makes it nice for the women is they can crank them back. They don't have to pull them back.
Right.
So typically a woman can pull back at the most generally 50 pounds on a bow, and also, you know, you're pretty light in that respect for bow hunting, although it will do the job. So, you know, sometimes they feel like if they can't pull that weight, they go to a crossbow. So,
and what would you typically want them hitting, 70?
No, I mean,
you've got my bow set at 72.
Yeah 50 is fine. 50 is fine for shooting and shooting deer, but you know, there's a lot of women, if they don't shoot a lot, you know, a lot of women don't have a whole lot of time to shoot, you know, so they don't get that muscle memory. If they can only shoot 40 pounds, that's a little bit of an issue. So nice. 50 is good. Yeah.
All right. Whether she's 40 or 50 pounds, I still like her. So that's a good thing. Coming up next, we're going to go up in a tree a little bit. And there's these things called a sling that you're going to want to learn about, because I know that Merle's an expert on these. So stick with us. We'll be back.